Hey guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Crystal and nice to see you all again. Yeah, so we changed the schedule for this week a bit and I'm gonna be showing up on today's and Wednesday's pronunciation challenge. But it's only for this week, so I hope you guys won't be too depressed for not hearing Sam today. Anyway, let's look at today's pronunciation challenge video. Oh, before that, it's December 25th today. So it's Christmas, and so Merry Christmas to you all, and I hope you all have a good day. Now, I know it's Blue Monday today, so I chose a video which is quite positive, and it is called Good Enough is Good Enough, which talks about the imperfections in our daily lives and how to conquer fear towards failure. And so I hope you guys like this video, and I hope it could like warm you guys up. Now let's look at the sentence today. Winnicott wasn't saying this because he liked to settle for second best, but because he knew from first hand the toll exacted by perfectionism and realized that in order to remain more or less sane, which is a pretty big ambition already, we have to learn not to hate ourselves for failing to beat what no ordinary human being ever really is anyway. Winnicott wasn't saying this because he liked to settle for second best, but because he knew from first hand the toll exacted by perfectionism and realized that in order to remain more or less sane, which is a pretty big ambition already, we have to learn not to hate ourselves for failing to be what no ordinary human being ever really is anyway. 好，那让我们来看一下今天的几个单字。那在开始之前呢，我想说我觉得这部影片它讲的东西很有趣，因为确实常在日常生活中我们会不小心把自己的标准放得太高，或是太想要达到我们心目中的完美主义，让我们的情绪变得很焦虑或者是很不开心。那这部影片呢，就是想要强调说你做的差不多好，你做的够好，那就已经够了，不用真的一直要去达到你心目中那个太高的标准。那今天的第一个单字呢，它叫做 TOLLToLL, T-O-L-L, 那 T-O-L-L 这个字呢，它是指通行费、过路费。那在这个句子中呢，它其实算是一个比喻，因为它这也是说呢，就是完美主义跟你要的通行费，那其实就是完美主义要达到它的时候呢，你需要付出的代价。那除了 toll 这个字之外呢，我们来顺便介绍几个跟费用有关的字，因为我们知道在英文中有很多字是跟费用有关的，比如说 price, 比如说 fee, 比如说 charge, 比如说 fine, 那常会人搞不清楚说到底什么时候要哪个字。那今天我们来讲到的字呢是 fee 跟 charge。 那 fee 呢 F-E-E 发长音 E, 它叫做 fee。 那 fee 这个字呢是酬金跟服务费，那它的意思呢其实跟 charge 很像，它们都是指说针对某种服务所收取的费用，所以呢它们跟 price 是不一样的，因为 price 指的是你去买某个商品的时候它上面的那个标价。那我们可以用 charge 来造一个句子说 The food is already expensive and then they add an extra 10% service charge, 食物就已经很贵了，现在他们还要再加上另外 10% 的服务费。好，那让我们来看一下今天的第二个单字。今天的第二个单字呢叫做 perfectionism。 perfectionism, 那 perfectionism 这个字呢它叫做完美主义，那相信大家都可以看得出来它的字有 perfect 在里面，所以呢它是由 perfect 完美的所衍生出来的。那注意它最后三个字母 ism, ism, 它是一个蛮常见到的字根，它代表的是主义，所以比如说有其他的主义像是 heroismHeroism, heroism 是英雄主义。那 communism, C-O-M-M-U-N-I-S-M, communism 就是共产主义。那有 perfectionism 呢，就有它原本的名词 perfection, perfection, perfection 这个字呢是完美，它就是 perfect 的名词。那 perfectionist 呢指的是完美主义者，这个 IST 也常常用在什么什么主义者的后面。那我们可以造一个句子说 As a perfectionist, Johnny couldn't bear making any mistakes during his first speech. 作为一个完美主义者， Johnny 没有办法忍受在他的第一场演讲中犯下任何的错误。好，那我们来看一下今天的第三个单字。今天的第三个单字呢叫做 sane, S-A-N-E, sane, A-N-E 发长音 ane。 那 sane 这个字呢它是一个形容词，指的是神志正常的，头脑清楚的。那 sane 这个字呢它有它的名词叫做 sanity, sanity, 那 sanity 呢指的就是一个人精神健全，叫做 sanity。 那有 say 呢，有就有它的相反词。这个相反词呢，我觉得大家可能比较常听到，叫做 insane。insane 的字首 in 呢，通常指的是不，所以我们说神志不正常的、头脑不清楚的，那 insane 这个字呢，就是表示你是疯狂的、精神错乱的。那我们可以用 insane 来造一个句子说 The scientist went insane and proclaimed that he is developing some kind of dangerous weapon that could destroy the world. 那位科学家发狂了，并宣称他正在开发某种可以毁灭世界的危险武器。好，那今天的最后一个单字，第四个单字呢，叫做 ambition。ambition， 那 ambition 这个字呢，应该是大家比较常见到的字，它的意思是企图心、抱负。那 ambition 有一个形容词，我觉得是在写作文或是对话的时候都很适用的，叫做 ambitious。ambitious， 那 ambitious 呢，它指的是有雄心的，或者是野心勃勃的。那我们可以用 ambitious 来造一个句子说。Amy is a very ambitious entrepreneur and is eager to increase the market share of her company's products. Amy 呢是一位非常有野心的创业家，并且很积极的想要去提升她公司所产的商品的市占率。那句子中间呢有提到 entrepreneur 这个字，这个字呢它比较特别，它拼作 entrepreneur， 可是呢因为它是来自于法文，所以它的 en 呢是念作 on。它念作 entrepreneur， 指的是创业家的意思。那最后呢要补充一下，就是在这次的句子中呢出现一个字叫做 realize， R-E-A-L-I-S-E， realize。 那你可能会想说，嗯，这个字是不是拼错了，它是不是是 R-E-A-L-I-Z-E 呢？那其实呢这两个字的意思是一样的，都是领悟到、意识到这个动词，只是呢它在本句中的拼法是英式的拼法，所以才会拼成 L-I-S-E 而不是 L-I-Z-E， 所以大家在写的时候呢可以注意一下。那基本上呢两个都是可以互换用的，没有问题。好，那最后呢我们再来复习一下今天的句子。 Winnicott wasn't saying this because he liked to settle for second best, but because he knew from first hand the toll exacted by perfectionismand realized that in order to remain more or less sane, which is a pretty big ambition already, we have to learn not to hate ourselves for failing to be what no ordinary human being ever really is anyway. Okay, so this is the pronunciation challenge for today. I hope you guys like today's video because I find it very meaningful and I hope I can share it to you all. So, happy holiday, guys. I hope you all have a Merry Christmas. And I'm gonna see you on Wednesday again. I'm Crystal. Bye.